Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
I don't know what I've been told.
I don't know what I've been told.
My music's getting mighty old.
My music's getting mighty old.
Sound check.
Every single record, auto tune in, zero emotion, muted emotion, pitch corrected, computed emotion. I blame it on a model.
This is the Soundcheck Podcast. I'm John Schaefer. Lots of news coming from the world of R&B this week. To give you the headlines, Odd Future member Frank Ocean comes out, R&B singer D'Angelo comes back, and joining me here in the New York studio to make sense of it all is Dream Hampton. She's a music and culture writer, co-author of Jay-Z's 2010 memoir Decoded. Dream, welcome to Soundcheck.
Thank you.
So Frank Ocean, he's an R&B singer, but he is associated with the hip-hop group Odd Future, who use often extreme homophobic language as just part of their patois, their lingo. For him to come out, this is a really kind of big moment for him and for hip-hop, it seems.
A lot of people call them shock rap, but I think that they're pushing back against a lot of the PC stuff in hip-hop. Like, it's earnestness and, you know, the call for it to be all of these things that it might not always want to be. So Odd Future is decidedly rock and roll. Decidedly. You know, I mean, Tyler, someone counted on his debut, he says faggot 210 times.
Mm-hmm. But now, Tyler, the Creator, actually has responded to Frank Ocean coming out.
He was one of the first. It was a great response.
A great response. I mean, full of the language that we've come to expect from Tyler.
Yes.
You know, my big brother finally effing did that. Proud of that N-word, because I know that S-word is difficult or whatever. Anyway, I'm a toilet. Not sure what the last part of that means,
right.
But...
And then he followed it with a tweet like, send all of your broads my way. Right? So, I mean, but it was swift and it was, everyone wanted to know. I mean, they have Sid the Kid. They have an out lesbian rapper, you know, and that's really a big development in hip hop. For so long, there'd been a shadow lesbian history of hip hop that has been going on since Sparky D, you know? But Sid the Kid is very much out. She has a love interest in her video that is a woman. She treats her pretty badly at the end of that video. But
this is Odd Future that we're talking about.
This is Odd Future.
So for all of the misogyny in the lyrics, the gay bashing sort of terminology and imagery in a lot of the lyrics, they were pretty quick to rally around Frank Ocean.
They're a tight crew. They have each other's backs. And I think that was important right away, you know, that he not be isolated.
Mm-hmm. Well, you immediately wrote a kind of open letter to Frank Ocean.
I did.
And what struck me about it was this was around the same time that Anderson Cooper had come out, finally. And you made the distinction that here on the one hand is this white male guy, scion of a great old family from the American industrial age. And on the other hand, here's this kid who left New Orleans with, like, nothing.
$1,200, I think it was.
A third of which he spent on gas to get
to
L.A.
Right.
And, you know, so two very different lifestyles, two different contexts that they're coming from. How different can they expect the response to their respective announcements to be?
Exactly. I mean, Anderson Cooper is living in Manhattan. He grew up with the Vanderbilt family. His mom, for a time, was in fashion, a very, you know, a seemingly forward, liberal kind of family. Frank Ocean, though, and this is something that I didn't quite consider, but when I began thinking about New Orleans and that history of sissy rap, huge history of just like openly gay MCs in that city.
Right.
Tens of thousands of people come out to these concerts, gay, straight, whomever. So, you know, I began to think about where he actually comes from. And his mom immediately came out and supported him as well. So, and like any city, I mean, any urban area, it's not like homosexuality is alien, you know, particularly in the big cities. But that was a piece that I began to consider after I wrote the letter.
Mm-hmm.
But certainly I had a visceral reaction to, you know, to his letter. It was so beautiful. And I didn't mean to kind of co-opt his moment at all. You know, I thought that I just wanted to support him and to just kind of amplify his you know, what he was going through. He really talked about falling in love with a man. A lot of people say, well, he didn't come out. I definitely contacted him because I use the word fluidity to describe his sexuality, and I use the word bisexuality. So I contacted him to see if bisexuality was a correct term, and he said, sure. But the people kind of tried to contain this. Well, he was just telling a story about having fallen in love with a man who couldn't reciprocate that love, who wasn't brave enough to. And I say that there's nothing to gain in telling that kind of story. He was opening a door for himself and others to live the kind of life that he is living openly and freely.
Mm-hmm. Now, Frank Ocean has published this new track off the album Channel Orange. This was over the weekend, right after the announcement was made. It was on Tumblr, right?
Right.
And the song is called The Sweet Life. And that's actually, take a listen. It's a very good title for what's going on in this song.
The Black Beverly Hills, domesticated paradise, palm trees and pools. The water's blue, swallow the pill, keeping it surreal. Whatever you like, whatever feels good, whatever takes your mind tonight, keeping it surreal. Not sugar-free, my TV ain't HD, that's too real. Grapevine, mango, peaches, and lime. Sweet life, sweet life, sweet life. Sweet life, sweet life. Sweet, 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 sweet life.
That is Frank Ocean and The Sweet Life, just released from his brand new album, Channel Orange. He published that over the weekend after making the announcement that he was gay, bisexual, however you want to. I mean, he basically came out.
His first love was a man.
First love was a man.
Yeah.
And, you know, what's interesting about this track, elsewhere on the song, he says, you know, why go see the world when you have the beach? You know, I mean, he gives the sense of a man sort of at peace with himself and with his life as it currently is.
Yeah, and that's rare for someone so young, period, let alone someone who's just, you know, thrust himself into this kind of spotlight.
Mm-hmm.
The song's very straightforward R&B, though. I would say that listening to this as opposed to other stuff that Odd Future's released, he has the best chance of being a mainstream artist. And I don't think that he sabotaged that with this announcement.
Mm. We're speaking with Dream Hampton, the music and culture writer, co-author of Jay-Z's memoir, Decoded. And he is an R&B singer, but he, you know, working with Jay-Z and Kanye West, working with Odd Future, he's definitely a part of that hip-hop world. And as you've written about for many years, that world has not been very kind to people who've tried to make this kind of lifestyle work.
Well, rumors have tanked whole artist's career. I mean, Big Daddy Kane is only two or maybe a year older than Jay-Z. His career was effectively shut down with the rumor that he had AIDS and the implication being that he was bisexual. So, I mean, he still does reviews where he does these, you know, concerts with other old school rappers. But I remember that coming to New York in the early 90s and he being an early casualty to just the rumor that he was gay.
In your letter to your open letter to Frank Ocean, you mention Rahsaan Patterson as someone who, you know, tons of talent, but never given the opportunity because he was gay.
And he tweeted this weekend a story about showing up to a Soul Train taping and one of his background singers was in drag. And Don Cornelius going to the label rep that was with him and telling him, no way. And he, you know, he tweeted, I thought this was about performance and art, and I was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a combination of the labels. He was someone who certainly couldn't hide his identity. I mean, he's very open and queer and just wonderful, an incredible voice. I mean, I would say that maybe Bilal rivals what Rahsaan's able to do with his voice and has continued to make music, but certainly not on a mainstream label. I can't remember what label he was on back when there were record labels back in the 90s, but he was on one of the majors.
Well, Rahsaan has also responded rather quickly
to
Frank Ocean's coming out with a song called Frank, You're Amazing.
dosing. Frank, you're amazing, baby, you're amazing. No money, I'm on a record song. Baby, Frank, you're amazing, baby, you're amazing. Stay strong no matter how it goes. Frank, you're amazing, baby, you're amazing. Do your thing on the road. Saying, Frank, you're amazing, buddy, you're amazing. Do what you must, when you must do it. You must, when you must do it. Know who to trust, when you trust through it. No matter what, you got to go through it. Though some are giving you kudos, saying Frank, you're amazing, baby, you're amazing. This story is the one you told. Frank, you're amazing, baby, you're amazing. Don't believe the hype on overload. You're amazing, baby, you're amazing. Stay strong no matter how it goes. Frank, you're amazing, buddy, you're amazing.
That is Russon Patterson with Frank, You're Amazing, a song that he just really threw together in the last couple of days in the wake of Frank Ocean's announcement. So he's been out Dream for a long time, right?
Yeah, he was never in.
Never in the closet. has the situation changed in hip-hop? I mean, you talked about Sid the Kid before, already, you know, out as a lesbian rapper. Right. Frank Ocean out now. Do you see a paradigm shift in the making here?
Well, obviously hip-hop exists in the larger culture, you know, so I think that a lot has changed in the past decade or so. Certainly for this generation, they understand sexuality to be more fluid, you know. Some of them, I mean, obviously there's been a pushback and there were lots of homophobic responses to his letter. But yeah, there's Sid the Kid, one of my favorite MCs, Invincible from Detroit is open, you know, Miss Corona in Detroit also.
Now that's interesting. I mean, Miss Corona, Michelle Indigiocello,
yeah.
You know, is it different for women?
Certainly in the culture at large, again, you know, there's a fetishization, you know, an eroticization. There's this, it becomes a fantasy for men when women are lesbians. Not that these women are playing to those fantasies. I mean, the three actually examples that we just used, Michelle, Invincible, and Miss Corona, they're not lipstick lesbians. They're not femmes. So they're not playing to those fantasies. But I would say, yes, in general, it has been easier for women to come out. Mm-hmm. We have all kinds of constructions around masculinity that are certainly amplified in hip hop that prevent it from being, you know, it's not easy, I'm
right.
sure, for anyone, but as easy as it would be for women.
Although you mentioned before the kind of specific New Orleans scene where you'd have not only gay and lesbian, but transsexual, cross-dressing, transgendered
totally.
Rappers.
Katie Red.
Yeah.
Katie Red is amazing. And then Zebra Katz, whom I love, is certainly not in the closet. He's not trans or even femme, but he, you know, is clearly who he is. He's making some of the hardest music in hip-hop right now. I love
Zebra
him.
Effing Katz
yes.
to you and to me.
Yes, Red Fox. Yes, I love them.
This song, I'm a Reed, has picked up a certain amount of traction on the internet. It is the creepiest video I have seen in a long time and a really killing song.
Bitch, I'm a that 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 bitch, I'm a read that bitch, I'ma school that bitch, I'ma take that bitch to college, I'ma give that bitch some knowledge, I'ma read that bitch, I'ma school that bitch, I'ma take that bitch to college, I'ma give that bitch some knowledge. I'ma read, I'ma read, I'ma read, I'ma read, I'ma read, I'ma read, I'ma read that bitch, that bitch. School's in, I'ma read that bitch, I'ma write a dissertation to excuse my shit when I act out online and I spit and I kick and I rip and I dip.
That is Zebra Katz and I'ma Read. We're speaking with Dream Hampton, the hip-hop and music and culture writer, co-author of Jay-Z's memoir, Decoded. I mentioned at the beginning that the news was Frank Ocean coming out and D'Angelo coming back.
Yes.
Very sort of iconic figure in the world of R&B up until what? Maybe 10, 12 years ago.
Yeah. 2000. When did he drop out? I guess
2000.
It was 2000, yeah.
Tough times for D'Angelo. No records.
put on weight, that sculpted body sort of went away, an arrest just about a year or two ago for solicitation, but now he's back. So what do you make of that?
I guess it was the pictures that came out first that had everyone so excited. He was in GQ. So, okay, he's back. He's fit. He's the D'Angelo that we know and love. But what's been amazing about this comeback is that he's this new guitar hero. He really spent a lot of those years getting his chops up on the guitar. Mm-hmm. So, I mean,
He was a pianist,
and he played around on the drums. Obviously, Amir from The Roots, Questlove was the driving engine on Voodoo, at least, on drums. But D'Angelo liked to think out whole songs on drums. He's got this new band. Some of the same members, Pino Palladino, who's awesome bass player. Jesse Johnson from The Time is playing with him now.
Wow.
No new material. He's doing some of his old stuff. And I think that it would have been a stronger comeback had there been new music. But I think that is coming too. There's a whole kind of army of people around him trying mm-hmm. to keep him focused. And
it seems like the comeback has been carefully managed, where he sang in church, which, of course, going back to his roots, went to Europe, and then just the other day down in New Orleans for the Essence Music Festival.
The European leg of the tour was carefully thought out in that generally artists, particularly R&B artists, get a warmer reception in Europe than they do at home. We can be really rough, and the Essence audience seemed to have gotten a mixed reception at the Essence Music Festival. Not so at the BET Awards. It was a pretty, hearty reception at that.
What about Bonnaroo?
I mean, it looks like he's really getting back on his feet, you know? I think that people are pretty supportive. He was gone long enough so that it wasn't a false exit. He was really gone. And I think that it's wonderful that people are being supportive of him in this way, because it could have gone either way. We could have forgotten him. It's difficult to come back. It really is.
Well, let's hear a little bit from, this is actually the song Untitled, How Does It Feel, from this past weekend's Essence Festival in New Orleans. Recorded live this past weekend, D'Angelo getting a bit of help from some of the people attending the Essence Music Festival in the Superdome there in New Orleans. We're speaking with Dream Hampton, the writer, co-author of Jay-Z's memoir, Decoded. And so we don't know when a new D'Angelo album will materialize.
Voodoo was literally thousands of hours recording time at Electric Lady. I used to drop in on some of those sessions, and they were endless. I hope that maybe he's honed some kind of skill where he can edit himself and get this out pretty quickly. It needs to happen if he's going to, cash in on this momentum.
Now, something has struck me about both sort of halves of our conversation here, Dream. Frank Ocean coming out, D'Angelo coming back, and in both cases, you've talked about the community rallying to support these guys. That doesn't gloss over the fact that they both have some hurdles now to get past. So what do you think each of them needs to do to succeed?
Frank almost needs to do less. He just needs to make good music and continue. He was on a trajectory, an upward one, and I think that overwhelmingly audiences are going to be focused on his music and not his sexuality, no matter what declarations he may or may not make going forward. I mean, David Bowie said that coming out as bisexual in the 70s was one of the worst things that he ever did to his career. And, I mean, it's left to be seen what's going to happen with Frank Ocean. But I really do believe that this is a new era mm-hmm. and that his music is going to be what matters.
And I would have to respectfully disagree with David Bowie's assessment of his own coming. I thought that was such a great thing for so many kids, so many teenagers who were confused about their own sexuality, to see this sort of iconic figure doing that.
Right.
And, I mean, we both have daughters the same age. Mm-hmm. You know, I hope that, you know, seeing Sid the Kid and Frank Ocean and people like that will, that this younger generation will just take this as a matter of, oh, this is who this is.
D'Angelo, again, he needs to stay visible for different reasons. You know, he needs to keep looking good, sounding good. He can sound better, and I think that he will. He's a true musician. He's a true talent. And I think that he became obsessed with Marvin Gaye's story early on. I remember that Divided Soul, the book with David Ritz that he co-authored with Marvin Gaye, was an obsession for D'Angelo. So even down to like marrying an older woman, to like kind of getting derailed with the drugs, and a lot of Marvin's story has become D'Angelo's own. And so we'll see if D'Angelo can get past all of that and make some really meaningful music. It's needed.
Dream Hampton, thank you so much for being with us
on
Soundcheck.
Thank you. Thanks. My eyes are a shade, blood burgundy. The way that we kiss isn't like any other way that I be kissing. When I'm kissing, what I'm missing, won't you listen? Brown sugar, babe, I guess high up your love, I don't know how to be. Soundcheck's technical director is Irene Trudell. The program produced by Katie Bishop and Greta Cohn. Our senior producer is Joel Meyer. And today's Soundcheck jingle came from Timothy Collins. I'm John Schaefer. This is Soundcheck.
I don't know what I've been told.
I don't know what I've been told.
My music's getting mighty old.
My music's getting mighty old.
Soundcheck.